happens that Mr. Louis Ewing is the present husband of Vernon Hunter's widow, and he was one of the artists who was involved in the WPA art project in New Mexico. So I'm going to ask him a few questions about his experiences on the projects too. Are you a native New Mexican, Mr. Ewing, or?
No, I'm from Idaho.
And what was your art background?
Well, I went to California and studied at Santa Maria School of Art for a couple of years, and then I trained for commercial art, mainly. I was going to be a big shot commercial artist,
yeah.
Make millions of dollars.
Did you ever do it?
No, I didn't get that far.
Not yet.
But
and when did you come to New Mexico?
I came to New Mexico in 1935.
35.
And I came here to teach in this Eidolon. You remember the, I know you, that was before your time.
Yes, I didn't come until 49.
Yeah. Well, there was a influx of artists and musicians and dancers from New York to San Francisco and all around. And I was invited to teach. I was just out of art school, but I was asked to teach in the crafts and print department. And it was an experimental school. Benamino Bufano and, well, I can't remember some of the other people, but they were quite well.
That was here in Santa Fe?
No, they came from San Francisco. And that was here, yes.
Yes.
At Mrs. Cassidy's house, you know.
Oh.
And
that
whole compound was taken over, and houses all around there.
Oh.
And Bronson Cutting supported it, and but he was killed that summer in a plane accident.
Yes.
But it was quite an experience. And I just out of art school, and to talk to these people, be associated with them, it was quite an experience.
Mm-hmm. What happened to that school?
Well, it folded up that fall.
Oh, I suppose.
Too many personalities and difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to build a school out at on the Rio Grande somewhere. They had some land picked out,
mm-hmm.
but the whole thing just folded up because the personalities didn't get along.
I see. And, well, and that must have been just about the time that the WPA art project opened in New Mexico.
Yeah.
So, and you were employed on that. Did you start work there soon after the project opened?
No, I was about 2 years afterwards. I taught my own little school. I had during the summers, and then I had various jobs. I worked with McCausland Weavers,
mm-hmm.
and I never did any weaving before, but Mr. McCausland said, well, you can learn how, so I said, I can. So I tried it. I worked a while, and then, and then I taught in a country day school. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grades.
Mm-hmm.
The Breese children.
Oh, yes.
And a group of that type of people. And that was a very interesting experience. And I kind of took everything I could until finally that everything ran out and there wasn't any more jobs.
Yes.
So then Vernon offered me a chance because he needed an engraver for this Index of American Design.
Oh, yes. That was
those
the
Santos.
Was
this
the same
portfolio?
Portfolio.
Yeah, Spanish colonial.
Oh.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was short one, this engraver.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that.
Then was that the only type of thing you